Good evening, everybody. You're listening to the podcast, episode
637. Podcast is recorded in front of a live chat room audience.
We'll be right back. What a spankingly good track that was. That was Strontium with their track Kisses. Strontium is a new wave in the world of classic gothic metal. This is a raging wind in an ocean of calm, endless sensuality and emotionality in a world immersed in the darkness of experiences. This is music that sounds in the hearts of all those who have ever loved and been loved. Strontium is more than just music, it is the embodiment of your feelings expressed by heavy guitars, powerful bass, elegant keyboard parts on a solid foundation of drums, and decorated with unique female vocals. We've played a few of their tracks over the year, most recently the track Darkness Within on episode 629, and this was yet another one taken from the band's 2020 debut album, Remains. They are from St. Petersburg in Russia, and you can find them over at facebook.com/Strontium Official.
Excellent.
Was that not a spanker?
I would have said how much of a spanking start it was, but I couldn't get a word in edgeways.
Yes, well, it was my turn on the microphone, so do one. So, well, welcome one and all. This is the Bugcast episode 637. On tonight's show, we do have our usual mix of 8 pieces of Creative Commons music and a few things to talk about, I am sure. At the moment, yep, it's a little bit empty there, but we will...
It's not empty.
It is in terms of discussion points. That is actually a reference to the song that you are literally about to tell us about now.
Well, before I play my song, we should acknowledge that today is a special day indeed, because it is the day that both my mum and Yannick's mum, it's their birthday.
Yes.
They don't know each other, but they share a birthday.
But it's the same birthday.
Yeah.
That was something I learned this morning.
Yes, and we also had our daughter turned 15 this week, which is amazing.
Yes, anyway, on so many levels.
Next up, we have a world premiere. More about that later.
You're
this
not lying.
Is Mock Turner. Sorry, Monk Turner with the Clown Brigade.
I was driving in my Rolls together with my wife when I heard the podcast with David and Caroline, and I said to Mary Claire, you know, this is jolly good music. Every Friday at 9:30 UK time on thepodcast.org.
Ooh, time, one more time, say. Can I ask you a question? Are you feeling the distance? Every single second we're apart. I know it wasn't expected that we'd have this connection, but it's best to finish what we started. So if there's an ocean between us, babe, we'll ride the waves of love. If we're sinking, don't pull away. We'll ride the change. Let's ride the waves of love. We'll ride the change. Let's ride the waves. It's like we're swimming in feelings, and my tide isn't shifting. Through the storms, we're dancing in the ice. And every moment is heaven. Now you got me selecting. Oh, your love goes farther than the miles. So if there's an ocean between us, babe, we're sinking, don't pull away. We'll ride the change. Let's ride the waves of love. We'll ride the change. Let's ride the waves of love. We'll ride the change. Let's rockin', baby, I'm gon' rock you, baby, yeah, yeah. Between us, baby, we'll ride the waves of love. If we're sinking, don't pull away. We'll ride the change. Let's ride the waves of love.
That was David Davis with his track Ocean. Every once in a while, an artist emerges who has the ability to move fans emotionally by creating an unforgettable musical experience. Artists of this quality come from an undeniable talent and radical vulnerability. This is the heartbeat of David Davis. For as long as he can recall, he's been fixed on a career in music. Chicago-born and surrounded by seven siblings, he captured attention by belting out Motown classics, performing in church, and always finding his way to a stage. He perfected his piano and performance skills while studying in the nationally renowned Belmont University music program, drawing inspiration from the likes of Stevie Wonder, Donny Hathaway, and India Airey. The track you just heard was released in September of 2020. He's now based in Los Angeles, and you can find out more over at justdaviddavis.com.
He reminded me of somebody.
Well, he reminded me a lot of Stevie Wonder.
Yep, but I heard a little Michael Bublé. In the softness of his voice.
Kind of. He didn't have the same tone as him.
No, but it reminded me of him.
Yeah.
You can't tell me that I'm wrong.
I cannot tell you that I'm wrong because you'll hear me.
Because it's my interpretation.
Yep, absolutely.
And before that, we had a world exclusive. So we got a message on the Bugcast page on Facebook that I got to before Dave. And it was from Monk Turner, who is a very prolific Creative Commons creator. He has got several albums available. He did have a couple on Jamendo in the early stage, but the rest seems to be on Bandcamp. And basically he said, "Oh, I've got a new album coming out. Would you like an advance copy? It's called Divided States. If you like it, you're free to play it." So I checked it out, downloaded it, and yes, there we go. This is the first song from that album. So you are hearing something that nobody else is hearing yet because it hasn't yet been released. So that's actually pretty darn good.
Well, I think we should be proud of that.
Yeah. Up until this date, he has produced more than 25 concept albums using a collective of musicians who share his passion for creating freeform, genre-defying music. He's got a website at monkturner.weebly.com. And this track was actually written on the day that protesters were dispersed from outside the White House with tear gas.
It was a church.
No, it was outside the White House. It left the White House to go to the church.
Ah, okay.
So they basically, he wanted to go to the church in order to hold up the Bible. So basically the security service tear gas loads of people to clear the way. And this was after the whole protest about George Floyd's death. So in the show notes, I have links to the article. The only thing that I've missed out on is where Monk Turner is based. So if you bear with me.
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles, thank you. I messed up on that.
It's all right. I just happened to be on his Bandcamp page, which... again, it's a good place to go, monkturner.bandcamp.com, because that's where most of his earlier albums are. I think he's got 9 albums on there at the moment.
Yeah.
But his most recent album, from which that track was taken, is not available on there yet.
Yet. But this album has got several tracks, so he will feature again.
Certainly will. And the fact that he's Creative Commons, and when he told us about the album, he said, "I have a new Creative Commons album." And we're like, wow. Someone gets it.
Mm.
Absolutely.
But I love this because that's what this show's about.
It is.
When we've, over the last few weeks, we've been doing Uncharted. Well, I say last few weeks, last couple of months. And the way we do Uncharted is that we choose two artists and we feature those two artists. So we do half a show based on one and half a show based on the other. And the biggest joy is sharing that with the artist and the artist being grateful and sometimes interacting on the Facebook page or the Twitter. So to us, that's what it's all about.
Holy okey-cokey. Sorry, that's not what you meant, was it?
You know what I mean.
I do. I know. Well, you don't have to tell me. I know exactly what you mean. Right, let us have a nosy in our chat rooms and see who's listening to us live over at thebugcast.org/live and in our Telegram chat room at thebugcast.org/telegram.
Well, I shall do Telegram because I'm not on IRC. We have got Lainey. We have got Yannick. There is me and you, obviously. I have seen Chris from Canada. Fat Fred is in the chat room, but I know he's out and about doing stuff. He's doing some sort of entertainment expo,
which is fair enough. It is daytime for him after all.
And amusingly enough, Lainey did say in the IRC chat room that the Clown Brigade could have been about the Tories. And actually, if Monk Turner's listening to this, whilst you have Trump, and I'm very sorry for that, we have Boris Johnson, so we're kind of even each of us out.
Indeed. And in the IRC, we also, as he has just popped up and said, we have me. Oh, sorry, we have the Grumps, which you will remember I told you about his blog and podcast last week. I hope you've all gone over and listened to it. A new one came out this morning. Was it yesterday? I've not listened to it yet, but I certainly will do that as soon as I get the opportunity. But it's good to have the... I don't know what to call him, whether I call him The or Grumps or Oi. I know his name, but I don't know whether I'm permitted to use his name because he's come through as the Grumps. So, whatever. Anyway.
Is that like Prince, the artist formerly known as Snuggles?
The artist formerly known as Grumps. No. Believe me, he will always be known as Grumps under any circumstance. Sorry, mate. Don't hit me. Yeah, so thank you very much indeed for coming along and joining us and listening live. It's great to have your company.
Yes. So, next up, we have something a bit different.
I'm looking forward to you pronouncing this.
This is Duro Mamba with Yo No Quiero Casarme.
Yo no quiero casarme, yo no quiero casarme. Yo quiero vivir mi vida como un bohemio en la calle.
You listen to the podcast. Bye bye.
Thank you. doors closing, weighing on me. Walls just closed in. I'm done trying to move on.
And that somewhat epic track was Christian Voljar with Rock Bottom. And that was another brand new track from him. It was released only yesterday at the time of recording. I don't have any biographical information about Christian. He just has an absolute boatload of music. He's from Germany, and you can find his music over at Jamendo. And we'll stick a link into our show notes for that.
Excellent. And before that, it was Juro Mambo with Yo No Quiero Casane. Okay, good at that. Latin Salsa, an artist from the States. And he says he's linked to a dance school as well. But I can imagine that, because that particular song, apart from being Latin and Salsa, is also merengue, which is one of the forms that is often used in Zumba. You can find out more by checking out facebook.com/JuroMamboOfficial. And it came from one of the trending lists that I looked at, and I thought, you know what? I haven't done something like that for a while, so I figured, why not?
Well, exactly. Why not indeed? Right. Well, I'll be perfectly honest. I don't have anything to talk about. There's no news I particularly want to mention, apart from the fact that we did have a birthday, as Caroline's already mentioned.
Two birthdays.
Meh?
It's my mum's birthday today.
Oh, yeah, yes, we knew that.
It was Amy's birthday during the week.
Yes, so, and she spent it at school. Yes. How exciting was that?
We won't get bogged down. Obviously, we're going into Tier 3, which doesn't really affect us as a family because we're not party owls, but there are rising cases in the local hospitals, so you can see the reason for it. And it's been an interesting week in the life of politics. Greater Manchester were worried about going to Tier 3, about the money side of things. The government made a hoo-ha about it. There was a big stalemate. They had a right go at it. Then looked like they were going to be spiteful and cut the funding, and then suddenly announced the package that they were after in the first place. Only it came across as their idea, not the others.
Yeah.
And then they all decided to vote against feeding kids in the holidays. And then yesterday it transpired they did that because they were upset that a Labour MP called one of them a name.
Oh, how very dare they.
Do you know what? That is one thing that shouldn't be political.
What, children's welfare? No, of course it shouldn't.
It should not be a political thing. It should not be, oh, we're not going to vote for it because they hurt our feelings. You're grown adults. Sort your own feelings out.
Mm.
Sort out kids. But what has happened is McDonald's is releasing a million meals for kids over the holidays. Loads of restaurants, businesses, all sorts of things are doing the same. And lots of councils are finding the funding to feed the kids. Interestingly, one particular Tory MP is trying to claim that that still means that the Tories are financing that because it's from the funding that they give. But that doesn't fly because they have cut funding year on year for a number of years. So that doesn't happen. But yes, we won't dwell on that, just to say that, you know, politics sucks.
That it does. And to say I got really involved in it about, what? It must have been about 10 years ago. I really got into politics. I joined a political party. I was that very, really close to standing for local councillor. And then you kind of look around and think, do you really want to get into this?
Yeah. What I will do, not to dwell on the actual politics, but about politics. This is something I asked Dave. So MPs are voted in whichever area they're in their constituency. And they vote in promising that they will represent their constituency. Yet, this particular vote, they'll have been whipped to do it in a certain way because the party doesn't want to vote for it. Because A, it was brought by Labour and that would make them look sane. And B, they didn't like somebody who was called a name, despite the fact that their actions is calling themselves that name, but we'll not go there. So my question is, if an MP becomes an MP because their constituencies have voted for them and believe in them, how do they balance representing their constituents and then the party, because the amount of things that have been voted against were definitely not in my name and not in the name of anybody that I have spoken to, no matter whether they are Tory leaning or not. And that's when I think it's wrong.
Can I read you this? So the first paragraph of the Wikipedia article for whip, which I will stick into the show notes, and obviously this is the political definition, not the leather version. A whip is an official of a political party whose task it is to ensure party discipline in legislature. This means ensuring that members of the party vote according to the party platform rather than according to their own individual ideology or the will of their donors or constituents.
So basically, vote us in and then we'll do what we damn well please.
Yes, but then it's also a test of will and the cojones that the MPs have as to whether they're actually willing to stick up for their constituency rather than fall in line with the whip.
I will say there have been a few resignations. There were 5 Tory MPs who did not listen to the whip and voted with their conscience. And there were at least one that has resigned because of it, because they don't agree with it. So
that's 5 is not enough.
No.
Absolutely not. Now, if a member of parliament determines to not follow the party line, they effectively lose the whip, which is essentially getting expelled from the party. And that happened in a big way during the whole Brexit debate debacle, when a number of people, including Sir Nicholas Soames, who was the great-grandson of Winston Churchill, I think it was, who was a Conservative MP, because he voted against the government, he had the whip withdrawn, which was effectively expulsion from the party. So from that point, he was then an independent rather than associated with the party itself.
Yeah.
Now, that was reversed in the first of a number of incredible U-turns that all the political parties have made over the last, I don't know, 5 years or so. But it is a thing. And the fact that it actually exists and it is a recognised status within politics, that you are actively encouraged as a member of a political party in power, well, sorry, an active political party, should I say, not political party in power, you are encouraged to not do what it is you were actually elected to do in the first place. So then it all becomes nothing more than a numbering exercise. It's the number of seats that you hold in the chamber rather than the politics that you actually stood for. If you vote somebody in a political party, I know we're kind of going into politics here. If you vote someone in for a given particular a political party, the likelihood is you voted for them because of the party they are a part of. And that's a generational thing. I think people who are, fairly advanced in years are likely to still be voting for the party they voted for decades ago.
But then you look at a couple of years ago where lots of red seats turned blue. They very much did not vote for the party. They voted against the leader of the party that they had always voted for.
Absolutely. And again, it still stands to be a generational thing because more younger people are voting. And of course, the people who were voting decades ago to hold that trend in place sadly are not with us anymore. So it only stands to reason that people are becoming a lot more fickle. And I don't mean that in a negative sense, but they are becoming a lot more fickle when it comes to politics. And actually, that is how it should be. You should vote for the person for who they are and what they represent, not the party they are a part of.
Yeah. But I just... There is a chance that, the Tories will change their mind and suddenly they'll find some money to feed these kids. But what I don't get, if I look at what happened yesterday with the Chancellor, the Exchequer suddenly announcing a package that, whilst they've made it sound like it's a great idea from their part, it's what people have been asking for a while, and they've left it so long that it will not have stopped some people losing their jobs because they left it too late.
Mm.
What I don't get is, why do they do it? Why did they make it sound like they had offered the Greater Manchester Mayor 60 million and then out of spite only going to give him 22 million? When that isn't the case, they rectify that soon. But do they really think that that would make them look powerful? Because what that actually made them look like is absolute, a word I cannot say on this show.
Let's go with the word dingle dangles.
Don't think that's strong enough, but yeah, well, let's go
there. It works.
There.
It works.
But yeah.
Hey, well, anyway, yes.
Anyway, yes, we said we won't talk about politics and we spoke about politics. Always a bad thing to do that.
Yes. We could do it for a long time. If only we had, a method by which we could rant about stuff that we wanted to rant about. From, like a ranty show, yes.
Ooh. Anyway, let's do some more music. This is Besson and Sar with So Deep Into My Heart.
Thank you. Friday nights, 9:30 p.m. UK time at thebookcast.org.
Carry me, angel. Yes, I could and should. All this chattering she's been picturing a realistic possibilities.
Mister.
The Bookcast, baby!
In a high street dream. So what's your champagne slip doing with my ripped jeans? You only call me on the weekend when you're painting the town and no one else is around. You only call me on the weekend when we dance in the dark. Something summer night, you and I, we were guided by moonlight on a midnight ride. While I was caught up in time, you were just wasting mine. I guess that's alright. We can fake it for the night, baby, I know your style. You can put me in your pocket, pick me up when you like. So what's your champagne slip doing with my ripped jeans? You only call me on the weekend when you're painting the town and no one else is around. You only call me on the weekend when we dance in the dark, feels like we're miles apart. You only call me on the
was Paxton Pennington with his track On the Weekend. It's a shimmery guitar-based cross between Sam Fender and Ryan Adams. Now 24 years old, Paxton Pennington has begun to develop a unique sound that appears in this song. The romanticised hooks in the chorus pull inspiration from the great songwriters of the 1970s and blends this influence with modern production expectations of 2020. He is from Normanton in Oklahoma, and you can find out more over at facebook.com/ Paxton Pennington Music.
And before that, it was Besson and Saar. So Deep Into My Heart was the track from Russia. We have played a couple of their tracks before now, and they still don't have a bio. They still don't have a website. So I've linked to their profile in Jamendo. And if they ever listen to this, please put a profile together because you've got a cracking music. You do. Deserve to, you know, big up yourself.
big up yourself.
Big up yourself. That's the word.
That's quite amusing, actually, because I was looking at a news article earlier on about Borat. Sacha Baron Cohen, of course. Big Up Yourself was one of Ali G's.
Yeah, freakily, Borat keeps walking across the screen when I go on Amazon.
Yeah.
I think it's some sort of advert at the top.
Yes, the very intrusive.
Yes.
Advertisements.
Yes.
Anyway, we have one more song to play. Caroline will tell you about that very shortly. Next week, no, had on. Right, so if you are a Star Trek fan and you are watching the new series of Discovery, then I would recommend T.L. Grey Hot to listen to, obviously, for obvious reasons, because I'm actually part of it. But also, we have just started reviewing the first episode. Well, in fact, we have reviewed the first episode of Discovery, Season 3, and that will be coming out, hopefully, in the next few days. The next episode we'll be doing, we should be recording on this Wednesday coming, which is for the episode that came out today / yesterday, we'll be having a special guest in the form of her over there.
Yes. I didn't wonder why you were plugging your other show.
Well, for two reasons. One, because I can, and this is a fellow member of the Other Side Podcast Network. Not quite sure why I was about to say the Association of Music Podcasting. But because you're going to be helping us review the second episode of Discovery, which came out, well, in the last 24 hours.
Yes, yes, I will.
So looking forward to that. We've got to watch it yet. We haven't watched it yet. That's naughty.
It's a surprise that I'm still allowed to, since I was teasing Yannick earlier with the pew pew.
Yes, well, I'm looking forward to seeing, and I will be keeping a tally. I might need a big piece of paper of the number of times you use the phrase Star Wars instead of Star Trek.
Do you know what? I seriously don't intend to. Although, they will attest to this, I listened to an old track of Hungry Lucy's earlier, although I'd found I'd already read it. Listened to it. And it's a shame we'd already played it, because it would have been perfect to wind Yannick up, because it had a little melody in there that sounded like the Star Wars music.
Theme. Yes, it did.
So, indeed. Anyway, I promise to behave. I've already mentioned Twilight, so we'll be on that side of things now. Let's see what else I can do. I've been watching other sci-fi things like Stitcher and all sorts of things, so I could have some fun here.
No. Anyway, next week, the Bugcast episode 638 will be broadcast live in the Bugcast chat room at thebugcast.org/live on Friday the 30th of October at 9:30 p.m. UK time-ish. Ah, yes. The clocks go back in Western Europe this weekend. All right. So we will be back to GMT or UTC from next week onwards. So if you are listening to us live from outside of the Western European bloc, then do make sure and double check that your time zone is appropriately adjusted.
Yes. Anyway, we're going to finish off with an artist that I found through the Free Music Archive, because Jamendo was having a senior moment. This is Tin Mouth, which we have played before on show 608. We played their track Anxious Darling, but we are actually playing the track Last Longer. They're from Philadelphia in Pennsylvania. It says the Philadelphia scene is definitely home to many talents who have adopted Creative Commons licenses. After Carol, Tootle, Aubrey and the Sunstep, it's Tin Mouth's turn to lock on Zicky Brenbib with its punchy pop rock cocktail that will appeal to the nostalgic 90s between the lyricisms of REM and the flights of Oasis and other British groups of the time.
Do you understand any words you just said?
You can find out more by checking out freemusicarchive.org/music/tinmouth. They did have a website, but it linked to a dead page. So this is Last Longer with Tin Mouth, and we'll catch you next week.
See ya.
Bye.
Take a picture as your memory starts to fade. Was it something that you felt, or was it something you made?
Bugcast is streamed live at the Bugcast chat room every Friday at 9:30 p.m. UK time. Join hosts Dave and Caroline along with the other listeners in the live chat room to join in the fun.
Shut up!
You've been listening to a member of the Other Side Podcast Network. Find more about our shows at otherside.network.